The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
Now this is where you begin to create the lay of the land, to sort of decide how your land's going to, how the angles are going to flow here, and begin tapping, following those basic angles. And all you're doing here is just applying some base color. We'll come back and highlight this. This is only base color, so don't worry about it. You really cannot make a mistake here. And as you know, we don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents.
Outrageous Weekend!
New York, Paris, Los Angeles, Chicago, Tokyo, and Wausau. This is the Wausau Business Show with your hosts, Ryan and Paul.
Wausauians, it's Outrageous Weekend, and we are broadcasting from the heart of Wisconsin's base camp, Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
All right.
Welcome to your Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
Episode number 23. Wow. A lot of artists this week on the Wausau Business Show. Paul, who we got?
We got Tasha Tatro from Tasha Ray Jewelers.
We've got David Anthony Hummer from the Wausau Museum of Contemporary Art.
We got Eric Thomas, Lift Gyms, and he also did those birds on Stewart Ave.
And from the CVA Center for Visual Arts, Wausau's Poet Laureate, Tiffany Rodriguez Lee.
We got Keith Kaziak, a sculptor who is now a professor at the University of Notre Dame.
We've got Stephanie Sladke and the founder of Rise Up, Christy Keel, who are responsible for all those huge murals that you see around town, including the one on the side of Whitewater Music Hall.
And so many more artists coming up.
And now let's start it off. This is going to be busy, Paul. Let's go to Keith Kaziak. Here we go.
He's got a brand new sculpture right on the Riverwalk near the library.
Live from South Bend, Indiana at his professorial headquarters there at Notre Dame.
Hey, welcome. How you guys doing?
Welcome to the Wausau Business Show. Good, good, good.
I haven't seen either of you in a long time.
It's been a while.
Breakfast Optimist.
Yes, Little League. We played Little League together back in the 90s.
Is your family still in Wausau, Keith?
Yep. My parents are there. My brother lives in Mosinee on Half Moon.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Close to Pinewood. And then my sister and her husband and kids live in Wausau as well.
Nick Pavlovich used to live on Half Moon Lake.
Yeah, he did.
1998, yes, he did. Wausau West Homecoming King. Nick Pavlovich. But Keith, you got a wife and kids now? And
just a wife and a cat.
Okay. Okay.
So, man, that is a we're looking at your office there on Zoom. That is a very artistic looking office.
That's an artist's office for sure.
Yeah, it's yes. How would you describe what's going on in the background there, Keith?
A collection of materials, wood clamps.
Kind of looks like my college apartment. lots of stuff going on there.
Tools.
I have a home studio, so I do a lot of work there.
Is that where you made the piece that you have on the Riverwalk in your home studio?
I actually, so in order to cast, to end up with a cast object, you have to essentially make that object in order to make a mold.
Yep.
So I made most of the patterns when I was in Madison.
At UW-Madison. Yep.
How long did I made most of the patterns there, and I hadn't to do the castings there, but I ended up doing all the castings here at Notre Dame.
Oh, it's pronounced Notre Dame, not Notre Dame. Okay. Notre Dame. Yeah. Okay. Notre Dame.
Notre
Got
Dame.
It. Yeah. Okay.
Tom Salzman of Tom Salzman Trucking was a super helpful. He's the one that actually I was able to get the granite from. And he was just really helpful in a lot of ways, moving that material down to the site. He also had given a gear to us that it fit with the original design. And the rotary had approved it. It was made of cast iron, though. And so cast iron and cast bronze are not compatible.
Periodic table of elements here, we're talking?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was a little concerned about the long-term effects. Anytime that, let's say, there'd be rain or moisture, it creates a galvanic process, which basically they go at one another.
Well, that's like me and Paul. Sometimes we have a galvanic problem.
And we go at one another.
Yes. I spent this whole summer, I made the wheel pattern. I had to cast in sections because I have 100-pound capacity to melt the metal.
Okay.
The crucible size can only hold about roughly 100 pounds.
I love all these words that you're using. Crucible. I feel like I'm going through a crucible right now. This is located, so people know, this is located right on the Riverwalk in front or behind, however you look at it, the library in Wausau, and you can see Keith's work, and it was just installed recently. Who commissioned the piece, Keith?
The Rotary Club of Wausau.
Oh, that makes sense, because
the Rotary Club of Wausau, I believe, is the official name.
Well, yes. Thank you, Rotary Club of Wausau. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really thankful that they chose my work, and then the work was created to celebrate their 100th anniversary.
Very cool.
Which actually happened in 2015. They reached out to me in like really early 2017.
Wow.
To propose a design.
This has been going on a while.
The intended purpose of the sculpture is for the Rotary Club to gift it to the city. So I'll actually be in town next week for the dedication, where they'll hand it over ownership to the city of Wausau on Friday.
So cool. Nice. Yeah. Well, I know that a lot of people will be down there for Outrageous Weekend this weekend, checking it out. Keith, what's the name of it? Does it have a name?
Yeah. The title is called Passage.
Passage. And what does that signify?
It's sort of an abstract representation of water or the Wisconsin River. And so I was thinking about a river as a passage, but also a passage as in a journey. So thinking about not only the 100-year history of the Rotary Club, but that relationship to the city of Wausau and the history of Wausau and the relationship to the river and the Rotary symbol being a cog or a wheel or a gear, kind of having greater meaning that goes beyond the Rotary. So I wanted to make it original.
Very cool. Well, it's going to stand the test of time, Keith.
Yeah. We encourage everyone to go down and check it out.
Yeah. What do you miss most about Wausau, Keith?
Like the formative years that got me to the University of Minnesota. I started out at UWMC, which is now
UWSB at Wausau.
Yep. Wausau at Stevens Point.
Right. Yeah. It's got a long name.
Like the ring.
Right.
So I missed my time there. I missed hanging out with the people that are now some of my lifelong friends.
Did you take Tom Fleming's art class there then? Was he a big inspiration to you?
Yeah, he was.
I would imagine. Yeah, he was exceptional.
And
exceptional.
I also took classes with Diana Buddy.
Nice. Okay, well, on Outrageous Weekend, Keith, as we wrap up here, first of all, great mustache, I must say. We're on Zoom. So
I was thinking that too.
It's a fabulous mustache. Well, Keith, we're asking all of Wausaunians' best artists, including yourself now, on Outrageous Weekend, the following question. As an artist, how do you live your life differently than an accountant?
Oh, I love to talk about this because I think that for all the challenges that an artist has, I think there's one thing that we have that accountants, for example, don't. And that's, I don't have a punch card. I don't clock out. So it is, for me, it is a way of life. So I think that's how I would answer it.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to hopefully seeing you next weekend for the big unveiling. But this weekend is Outrageous Weekend. And thanks for coming on the show, Keith Kaziak.
Thanks, Keith. Good to see you.
Nice seeing you guys too. Thank you so much for inviting me.
First, I'll say on Wisconsin and go Badgers, and then I'll say go ahead, go Irish.
Yeah, go Irish.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm a Badger at heart.
There you go.
All right, take it easy, Keith Kaziak.
Take care, Keith.
Yep, have a great day. Thank you.
Birds and Art at the Lee Aki Woods and Art Museum officially launches this weekend as well during Outrageous.
It's a big deal.
We are Wausaunians. We are birds of a feather.
We should stick together. Birds of a feather. We should stick together. I know I said I'd never think I wasn't better alone. Can't change the weather, might not be forever, but if it's forever, it's even better.
Cost of listening to the Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul. Free. cost of living in Wausau 15.4% lower than the national average. Enjoying art at the Lee Yawkey Woodson Art Museum. Priceless. Wausau, where quality of life is our masterpiece.
In a landscape carved by billion-year-old glaciers sits a community rich with history and opportunity. A base camp to the outdoors and the Northwoods, where miles of rivers tempt paddlers and the fresh scent of pine fills the air on every trail. A base camp to theater, to the arts, experienced through the color of diverse festivals, farm-to-table and craft beverages. A community that prides itself on Midwest nice and knows how to four-season better than any other. Wisconsin's base camp. Visit Wausau.
Hi, I'm Jude.
And I'm Jack.
And you're listening to Our Dad, Ryan.
And Mrs. James.
And I'm Emmy.
And you're listening to Our Dad, Paul.
On and the...
No, you say the. Okay.
The
Wausau Business Show!
The Wausau Business Show.
All day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jay Bird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, 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 tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, 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 tweet. Low rockin' Robin, cause we really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go, rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin.
It's the Wausau Business Show Artrageous Weekend episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tasha Tokars of Tasha Ray Jewelry. Welcome, Tasha.
Hello.
Artrageous Weekend. Where's your booth going to be?
I am lucky enough to be located right in front of Evolutions and Design.
Oh, all right. Randall.
Prime spot.
Randy.
Yes.
Yeah,
prime location.
Does he come hang out with you then, or is he too busy?
He comes out.
Cool.
When he's got a break from his own customers.
You're one of the premier jewelers, custom jewelers, and metalsmithers at the event. So tell us about what got you into jewelry making, custom jewelry making. I mean, you do gold and wedding rings and everything, right?
Yeah. So I've been doing it for, gosh, it's crazy to say, but almost 20 years. I went to school for engineering originally and ended up looking at an art degree and took a metalsmithing class. And I guess the rest is history. I've been doing it ever since.
Man, I don't think I ever knew that. So at Madison, you went to the School of Engineering?
Yes. I have a Bachelor of Science in Art. So
that is a hell of a combo. Paul, you needed to add an art major to your econ major.
Right.
You know?
Gotta balance me out a little bit.
Yeah. So what made you like start falling in love with art, Tasha?
I mean, if you really think about it, like jewelry making is kind of just creative engineering. It's still building something.
Stable.
And
something
yeah,
that lasts very, and strong.
Like, process, so.
I can see the connection. It's beautiful. Absolutely. All like engineers.
Right.
And your stuff goes for a pretty penny, does it not? Correct me if I'm wrong.
It depends. I mean, the cost of metal these days is kind of insane. So yeah, like custom gold work is more of an investment piece, which I really take seriously. It's something that I want people to be able to wear forever and to be able to pass down to the next generation. But I also try really hard to keep like approachable pieces. I'll make small stuff out of brass, like little charm necklaces and stuff that can be just like an easy grab for people. But I think that's pretty important too. So I try to have both ends of the spectrum.
Tasha, what's the most, if I may, the most expensive piece you've ever sold?
Leave it to Paul to ask that.
I'd say in the 14-15 grand range.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
But keep in mind that probably like seven, eight is just material.
The cost, yeah.
And your stuff is like all over Milwaukee. I know it's at some of the coolest hotels in Milwaukee, featured there in the stores, and you get commissioned all the time. Are most of your clients in Milwaukee, right?
At this point, like it has turned into that way. I was lucky enough to walk into a storefront about 9 years ago. And so I've had like an actual jewelry store in a neighborhood. And so I've really been accessible to the people in like those communities mostly. And that's where a lot of my custom work comes from, are the people in my neighborhood. But I also still do a lot of work for people in Wausau, which is like a great supportive community.
Yeah, you graduated from East in what year?
2000.
A baby. Speaking of babies, Tasha's son turns 2, if I'm not mistaken, this weekend, right?
Oh.
Tasha?
Yes, he does.
Little Iggy. Yeah. Congratulations.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Tasha, you've done work for the famous people too, right? I guess confidentially.
I've done a few. I used to live out in California, and I've made pieces for different costume designers for different TV shows, like an HBO show, a few off like FX kind of series shows. So I've done stuff like that.
Oh, that's sure. Actually been on national television.
Yes.
That is cool. That the star of the show is wearing during the filming.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. All right, Tasha. Well, that's awesome. We're looking forward to getting you back in Wausau this weekend. And as part of Artrageous, we're talking to all sorts of local artists on this episode. And we're asking them at the end all the same final questions. So here it is, Tasha. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
As a full-time artist, how do you feel you live your life differently than an accountant?
Well, I would say like part of my wage is my freedom to set my own schedule. So I have to keep that into consideration too.
Cool.
So I think that's like a definite benefit of being an artist.
And living in Milwaukee, what do you miss most about Wausau?
All the people. I mean, I think Wausau is an incredibly supportive community, and I always love coming back to the show.
It's a cool art community, too. I think that's a cool underrated. Yeah,
very much so.
Tasha will be available right outside of Evolution. Say hi to Randy at Evolutions when you visit Tasha's booth this weekend at Artrageous.
Tasha Ray Jewelers.
All right, Tasha, thanks for coming on the Wausau Business Show.
Thank you guys so much.
Have a great show.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye.
The sun is down and the moon is in.
How do you respond to some of your critics? They have said a mop of tangled hair, cathartic disintegration, degenerate. What do you say to that?
People would just look at the paintings. I don't think they'd have any trouble enjoying them. It's like looking at a bed of flowers. You don't tear your hair out over what it means.
How do you know when you're finished with a painting?
How do you know when you're finished making love?
How do you know when you're finished making love?
Finished making love.
I look up to the little bird.
Show with Ryan and Paul.
Let's get down to business. Let's get down to business.
Wandering Wausau to get the beat on the street.
It's Eric Thomas here, everybody. Eric, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Standing outside the Children's Imaginarium and looking at this new public art piece. I mean, what is this, all steel that you made?
Yeah, this is stainless steel, and then the Corten steel is the rusty steel.
And how, I mean, this is, what is the dimensions of this and what does it signify?
It's about 25 feet tall. So then Dave Hummer had an idea of doing it so it almost looks like Bull Falls. It represents the water.
Very cool.
Flowing through the stones, but then it goes upright. And then my wife Faith drew up the concept of the exact how it's going to be, and then big team effort on this one.
Beautiful.
Together.
So Dave sort of conceptualized it, yeah, and you're with like, your yeah, wife, and you brought kind it to life? It.
Yep.
And where did you make this?
Okay, so we started, there's actually Art on Grand. It's a little shop. They're starting to do something. So we actually rented a shop out of there. That's where we started making the skeletons of it, the frames, and then ended up going with Pilot Metals. They're out in the industrial park.
All right.
They're the ones that did all the stainless wrapping and all that, you know, that really brought it to life.
Yes. Did you do the finishing touches, or?
So Pilot did.
They did, but you told them what to do, or Dave told them what to do, or what?
Yep. We all kind of, it was a big team effort. So yeah, and they're, because I'm not a stainless guy.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? And I'll give them all the credit for it. I mean, they do beautiful for the wrapping part.
Yeah.
And then you guys all installed it last week or the week before, right?
Yep.
Is there going to be a, you know, like a plaque here explaining what it is or anything like that?
I think so. In the future, there will be, kind of like what the name is and what it represents and who all helps.
Cool. Yeah. But this is not your full-time job, right?
Right. Yeah.
Let's tell everybody what your full-time job is.
I don't even know what my full-time job is.
Hey, good.
I drive around and pretend I work. That's my full-time job.
Location to location. Yeah. You're a full-time bodybuilder, basically.
Gyms, yeah, yeah. We have gyms, yeah, the Lift Gyms. Yeah, yeah.
Gyms,
yeah. The owner of Lift Gyms, and that's been in existence for what, a better part of a decade or more, right?
Yep, about 12 years, yeah.
And how many locations do you have now?
There's four. There's one in Marshfield, one on the north side, one in Schofield, and one in Rim Mountain.
Just kicking ass and taking names.
The Rim Mountain one, we're doing a huge, we're painting the outside, redoing the whole thing, adding equipment. The Rim Mountain one's going to be incredible.
How long do you think it would take me to get really buff?
Probably 3 days.
Well, thank you.
You're already there. You're already there, yeah.
We're talking with Eric Thomas. Not only is Eric the owner of the Lift Gyms, but also he created this beautiful public art piece with David Hummer and his wife. Two public, are they both identical?
No, they're different.
On both sides of the Imaginarium, they're both different. Come check them out. But Eric is also responsible for the famous Wausau birds going down Stewart Avenue. Yep. What are those?
Wausau.
What are those made out of?
Those are made out of steel.
Oh,
recycled steel. Yep, that I got from Launderville Steel. That's where I get all my stuff. Yeah.
Well, and Birds and Art, what a great way to welcome the visitors to Birds and Art on Artrageous Weekend. What inspired you to create that particular piece? Hey, kiddos, did you have fun at the Imaginarium?
Did you have fun?
Say yeah.
Can you say yes?
Yeah.
Can you say hi to all the people listening on the radio?
Say hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Sorry.
Do you like Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Dad, where are you guys from?
Cronenwetter.
Oh, did you have fun at the Imaginarium?
We did.
Oh, great.
My name is Jaiza.
Okay, it's Jaiza?
Elijah.
Elijah, that's a mouthful for a three-year-old. Are you three? Or are you two?
You're two.
He's holding up his hands. He is three. Okay, all right, fair enough.
Fact-checking.
Well, thanks for coming to Wausau.
Piece of art right here, guys. This is the artist.
This guy made this.
Just put it up last week.
That's pretty cool.
See you guys later.
Check
Have
it out.
A good day.
Yeah. Kick me out, man.
That's great.
So the birds, who thought of putting that bird sculpture up? Was that your concept from the beginning?
We were approached by the city.
Yeah, just to do something do birds specifically?
To do birds specifically.
Okay.
Dave Sether from Revi, he was big involved in that and kind of approached us to see, you know, how we would do it and if we'd be interested in doing it. So then my wife and I built two of them full size and displayed them, and they loved it, so we went with the rest of
You know, there's naysayers and everything that you do, and I remember when those went up, there were some naysayers, a certain small percentage of the population, but vocal, and they were like, what were they saying? Why would the city spend the money on these birds? And now,
just... I only heard positive feedback. I never heard any. This is my first time hearing it. I don't think 18 million for birds is that bad?
It wasn't 18 million, everybody.
Oh, sorry. No.
He's joking.
Almost nothing.
Yeah, it was almost nothing.
It was all donated.
Yes.
And now I think the city of Wausau and Wausaunians love it. They'd be in an uproar if we took them down, for example.
Well, there was controversy when they built the Grand Canyon. There was controversy when they...
Same thing.
But now if you filled the Grand Canyon in, uproar. There'd be an uproar.
Yeah.
But no, with Mount Rushmore, they did not want to deface the mount with the Statue of Liberty. They didn't want it going down the Hudson. You try to take those things away now, an uproar.
Yeah.
But congratulations on all of your success.
Thank you.
And a little known fact, I believe you also did the bar at the Westsider.
Yep, correct. Yep.
Have you done any other bars in town?
Did the Palm Tree at the Palms.
I was just there last night.
Yeah, and then we've done, actually, most of our stuff is residential. So we've actually done like 140 statues in people's backyards over the years.
What websites can they go to hire you to do that?
Echoscapes.com.
Very cool. And do you consider yourself a full-time entrepreneur that owns gyms or more of an artist?
More of an artist.
Okay, very cool.
So yeah, but I mean, my wife, I would say, is 90% the artist. You know what I mean? But she's also welding now and doing stuff. We just did one on the water that's just amazing, and she did almost the whole thing.
And where can we find that?
Oh, that's in someone's backyard.
Oh, okay. Well, we have to befriend somebody.
Yeah. Linda Kasurik.
All right, Linda.
Paul's pretty good at befriending.
Hello, Linda, yeah.
Okay, so we're asking every local artist the same question to conclude here. As an artist, how do you feel you live your life differently than an accountant?
A bit more freedom, I would say. And I don't know, Colin's got it pretty good, but just like, I don't know, you get to bring something to life, which is cool. You bring other people's concepts and visions. That's what we like doing. Yeah. Like a lot of the statues that are approached to us are, it's the person's idea. They throw it at us, you know, my wife will sketch it, and then we bring it to life. So it's kind of cool to see their reaction, you know what I mean, when we build something like that.
Yeah, very sure. Cool.
Bring it to fruition, I guess.
And what's your favorite thing about Wausau?
The people.
Everybody says that.
All different people, and everyone's cool. Everyone I've met's been nice, down to earth, and at any different level, no matter where you're at, everyone's kind of cool and kind of comes together in different ways.
And you lived here your whole life, graduated from Wausau East, right?
Yep.
1997.
Yep, so right. I'm 29.
Run the quick math there.
Yeah. Paul usually has to run the math. What is your favorite art in Wausau that's not yours?
Oh, man.
Favorite artist of Wausau?
Probably David Hummer's paintings.
Yeah, it's good.
I think those paintings are super good, man.
Yeah, remarkable.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the warehouse?
No, yeah.
David Hummer, episode number 3. He's got a warehouse full of 100 different paintings that he did over 2 years for a private guy.
Yeah.
And they've been locked away for decades.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get them unsealed.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Maybe we could talk to somebody at the Leakey Woodson Art Museum for an exhibit.
Yeah, sure. Maybe.
David
and also think, and Randy Verhassel's super artistic, too. He's done some really cool stuff. And I got to give him some credit way back. He helped me out in the beginning. Give him, you know what I mean? Like the Why Not Wausau, that big, that was the first steel thing we ever did.
Yeah.
It was the Why Not Wausau.
And question mark?
And that's the first thing we did. And we just donated it, thought nothing of it.
Yeah.
And 2 years later, the bird job happened from that. So he's always been, you know, he gave us, like, had me as the artist of the year and so he's been good. I can't say enough good things about him.
Very cool. Randy owns Evolutions, which is responsible for many people's wedding beautification. And David Anthony Hummer has the Wausau Museum of Contemporary Art, and D. Anthony's art gallery in downtown Wausau is one of the premier artists in the world, I would say, for his platform and his medium. And he's also reopening the Wausau Club pretty soon, so that'll be special.
That'll be really cool.
And Gerald Mortensen, responsible for Why Not Wausau. Yeah, we talked
really
about that.
Cool. That was a cool concept.
Yeah, we got to get it going again, right?
Why not?
Why not? Eric Thomas, everybody. Yeah. Boom. How much can you lift? Truly, like, how much can you bench?
Whatever I want.
Show.
Let's get down to business.
Dedicated to Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Maggie Deloy from the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. Because of donor generosity, we award grants to local nonprofits that meet a variety of needs in our community. We recently awarded Stable Hands Equine Therapy Center a Wausau Marathon County Impact Grant to help build an addition to their barn arena. Have you experienced the magic of horses? Stable Hands harnesses that magic to provide horse-based therapy. From children with special needs to veterans facing PTSD, their horses bring hope and healing. See the difference Stable Hands is making and check out their new barn addition in our latest Impact Grant video. In just a few minutes, you'll get a glimpse of how a simple connection with a horse can bring about profound changes, improving confidence, reducing anxiety, and fostering peace and well-being. These are real stories from real people right here in our community. Go to the Community Foundation's website, cfonCW.org, and click on Stories to watch the Stable Hands video today.
This is the true story.
True story.
of two Wausaunians
picked to host a business show
and have their lives taped
to find out what happens
when people stop living elsewhere.
Start getting to Wausau.
The Wausau Business Show. Wausau.
The Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
My woman said, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. My hobby said, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. My hobby said, shine your light on the world.
Day to be walking in downtown Wausau.
Glorious is a great word. Real vibrant today.
It's not Scott. We're in between Jefferson and Scott on 2nd Street in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
What are we coming up on here, Ryan?
Looking at the old M&I Bank Tower, now BMO Harris. BMO.
Yeah.
Bank of Montreal. And what do we have here? Some sort of mural going up on the site of the old Crown Bookstore.
Yes.
Now torn down, thank God. Hi. Hi. Well, you have paint all over your sunglasses.
Ooh, hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Yeah, we're Ryan and Paul from the Wausau Business Show. How are you?
Amazing. Great. How are you?
Yeah, good. What are you guys working on here?
We're priming right now.
Wow. How did this come about?
I applied for a call for art at the Center for Visual Arts, and we've got an amazing sponsor with Rocket Industrial.
I've heard of them.
Yep. And I applied with my artwork, and the design was chosen, and now I'm here, and it's awesome.
Do you know how many people you beat out?
I don't.
Wow, that's cool. Well, congratulations. Where are you from?
I'm from central Wisconsin, Iola. It's a very small town.
Been there for a car show.
Yeah. Car show, yeah.
The Fonz was there this year. Did you see that?
That's what I heard.
Cool. And what's it going to say? It says, being you. I see that.
Yeah. So that one's going to say, thank you for being you. This one's going to say, love you, love you, love you. This one's going to say, thank you in Hmong.
Very loving. For loving Wausaunians out there, I love it.
Yes, yeah. A lot of my work centers joy. It's about joy. Oh. So.
I love that.
You're bringing joy to Wausau.
That's the goal.
And what's your name?
Lindsay Cherick Waller.
How many murals have you done in your career, Lindsay?
This is my third.
Is this a full-time job for you now? Or?
I'm a full-time artist. Yeah, I have been for a few years now.
And who's your assistant here?
This is my husband, Brax Waller.
What's his name?
Brax. Braxton.
Brax?
Braxton.
Brax. Okay, yeah. It's with a B. Nice to meet you, Brax. What is his role in this?
He's my assistant in most things.
As a good husband should be.
Yeah. What kind of paint you use on this?
This is exterior latex.
Right across the street from Limerick's and by Innersleeve Records here.
Great food at Limerick's.
Yeah, if you guys are looking for a good lunch or a good record, Limerick's, Innersleeve. Innersleeve, Limerick's.
Yeah, there's a great tattoo shop right there, too.
Oh, okay, cool. That's new. Yeah,
that's new.
Even those guys.
Oh, there's a ski shop.
Yes. Great. Those guys are awesome. They have great boards and clothing in there.
Yeah, I got myself a pair of Vans to paint in.
Oh,
get some paint all over.
Right. Do you go through a new pair of shoes every time you do a mural?
This was special. This was for this project.
And at the skate shop, we got a deck and a complete.
You bought a new deck?
Yeah, we got a complete board. It's pretty nice for a complete board, yeah.
Are you going to do some skating around town when you're off work, when the boss lets you off?
Yeah, I heard there's a skate park not too far, so I was going to check that out.
Yeah, right down by Oak Island.
Yeah, we've been skating from the art store all the way down here with a wagon and stuff, so it makes quick.
Cool. Do you guys stay in town while you're doing this?
Yeah, we're actually at the RV park, Marathon.
Oh, you're staying at Marathon Park?
We are, yeah. It's been fun.
Yeah, well, thank you, August Kickbush, for donating that park to Wausau. We appreciate it. Well,
100 years ago, he donated it.
Really?
Yeah, it's been there that long. Yep.
First mayor of Wausau, founding father. We celebrate him. We know him. We love him.
That's right.
Yeah, well, congratulations on winning this competition, and we'll look forward to checking back in with you soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums. Ready to race to you. These days are all. Gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right, you can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
We're here.
here at the local with Brian Magnuson.
Yeah.
Brian, you are the proprietor of this establishment?
I am. I can't take all the credit. My wife, she's the brains, but she's feeling a little sick right now, so she asked me to step in. So.
Is she going
to
be okay for the rest of the weekend?
I hope so.
Okay, we need her here, but we're at the local. This place is awesome. What year did you guys start the local?
2017.
And what was the inspiration, and can you describe the local to people that might not know or have never been here? Right in between the Mint and the D. Anthony Hummer Gallery.
Yeah. And at the time when we had opened, it was an antique store.
Yes, I remember.
And the opportunity came, this building became available, and we jumped on it. We didn't have a fully fleshed out idea of what we wanted to do, just that we...
No idea, but we'll take it. Jump in.
That's the way to do it, right?
Cool, yeah.
Sometimes you just know. So she had done a lot of creative work in her past, and one of the things she did when she was home with our kids to maintain her sanity and kind of keep engaged was participate in a lot of craft shows and artist shows and vendor fairs, and realized that a lot of the people who were there, a lot of the small businesses, they were burning themselves out on not being able to spend time with their families on the weekends, relying on having to go to markets and to shows every single weekend to
make a living.
Make a living.
Yeah. Life of an artist.
Exactly. So this allows a lot of these artists, and we've got dozens in this shop from the Wausau area, to kind of have a permanent place.
Okay.
So they're able to showcase their art, their products. It's everything from home goods, apparel. We have honey, syrup, lots of other things like that.
Jewelry. I see coffee here. So everything in this establishment at the local is locally done by a local artist.
That's exactly right. And this shop specifically has our highest concentration of like central Wisconsin.
Okay, cool. And right behind you here as we speak is the Meet the Makers pictures here. Let me just read some randomly. We've got Emily Lubegs. Paul, is that how you pronounce it?
No, I mean, she's out of Nina.
Well, how would you pronounce it, Paul?
Lubegs, I got it.
Oh, yeah, Emily Lubegs. Hold on. How about another random? I'm going to go with Rockway Pottery. Green Leaf Designs. Do we have Green Leaf Designs in the hizzy? So where is she?
So Greenleaf is...
Greenleaf.
And this is her newest design.
Everybody kept coming in looking for Wausau t-shirts. They couldn't find them anywhere in the downtown area. So we put her on the job, and she came up with that clever design.
So you asked, you said, hey, Greenleaf, yeah, why don't you come up with some Wausau t-shirts?
Yes. We said, because everybody kept making up north, but Wausau isn't necessarily up north. They are hiking and paddling, yeah, and biking and skiing.
We're right in the heart of Wisconsin, baby.
Exactly. And so that's what she came up with. She's very clever.
And so if I buy one for something reasonably priced, if I buy one of these, then that goes to her.
Yes, it does.
Very cool. Okay, so that's Greenleaf Designs, and she's out of... These are cool. These are sweatshirts of Wausau and t-shirts of Wausau. Paul, you want to pick one?
Yeah.
Come on over to the board. It's like playing The Price is Right. Yeah, let's see if we can find another one.
Here we go.
An artist from Wausau, Wisconsin. He featured here at the local.
Yeah, let me look.
This is Meet the Makers, the Meet the Makers board.
Let's go right here.
A little bit like Bob Barker. Yeah. The Bee's Honey. Birds? Oh. The Bee's Honey. Wausau, Wisconsin. They're pictured with bees. Oh, look at this, Paul.
They take their hives to California. And they
take their what to where?
They haul all of their beehives to California and they winter there. So like there's a big sage farm in California and they plunk their hives down there and they pick up the tones of sage in their honey. And
They just roll out there in their Volkswagen or what?
You know what? I don't know that detail. But
do they go out? How often do they go out there to do this?
Every winter. Every winter. Apparently, that's what bee, like the agricultural honeybee makers, they take them to the warmer climates during the winter.
So then they bring them back?
Bring them back in the spring, yes.
Oh, wow. That's cool. So they migrate, kind of.
They do.
That's via Volkswagen, apparently.
I'm thinking of Volkswagen, yes.
Okay. So do you know as much detail about every artist in this place as you know about all the ones that we mentioned here?
I try very hard to. We follow them on Instagram, ask them questions on email. We go on their websites. They come into the shop. I'm a talker, as you can tell, so I ask a lot of questions.
Oh, very cool. Well, you're a questioner. Yeah, yes. I didn't notice you were a talker. I noticed you were a questioner. Okay, so that was Meet the Makers. That was a Meet the Makers game where we went up to the board, selected a picture, saw their name, and met the maker a little bit here. Well, it's been great being in here, and it's a good weekend in Wausau for the art scene.
Yes.
Yeah, pleasure. Come on by the local, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for being on the Wausau Business Show.
Psst.
You're tuned in to the Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Okay, we are live at the Center for Visual Arts, the CVA, right next to the Grand Theater in downtown Wausau with Tiffany Rodriguez-Lee, who is the executive director of the CVA, and also Wausau's poet laureate.
Oh, yeah.
Applause a little bit. Yes. So congratulations. How do you become a poet laureate?
You get really good at writing poetry.
Okay, and then you apply or they nominate you? Or?
Yeah, so the city actually has a poet laureate program, and you apply. They have a selection committee, and they chose me, so I've got a 2-year term.
Wow, and then, yeah, congratulations. And then you become the Wisconsin Poet Laureate potentially as well? The state?
Perhaps.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, like Nick Gulig. Okay, so Tiffany, as one of Wausau's most acclaimed literary artists and the director for the Center for Visual Arts, let's ask a few questions about Wausau art. Your favorite public art piece?
That would absolutely be the brand new public art piece that we're unveiling this Saturday during Artrageous.
Okay, today actually. Okay, yeah. You're unveiling that today. What inspired you to become an artist, would you say?
I've always felt creative and I've always loved writing, but I didn't know how that would translate into a career. Mm-hmm. And so I started in the business world and landed in the nonprofit field, and then had the opportunity to lead the CVA. So combining my experience and my love for visual arts and writing and all in one, it was pretty kismet.
And how would you describe, for those that don't know or have never been to the CVA, the Center for Visual Arts, right on the corner, right next to the Grand Theater, how would you describe what the CVA does and what it is?
Yeah, the CVA has a strong history of art education in the community. That's one of our biggest focuses, is making sure that art is accessible to people of all ages. We do that through classes and workshops and free events, but we also have 3 beautiful galleries in this building that are always free, no matter what, to enter to view art. And so I think we're just a combination of a space to gather inspiration and support local artists, but also to learn as well.
And you have pottery classes and other sorts of classes. What other classes do you have here?
Yes, we have ceramics for kids and adults, wheel throwing, hand building, stained glass. We have a pet portrait class coming up where you can learn how to paint your beloved pet. Drawing classes, everything you can think of, printmaking, all the mediums.
Okay. How do you stay open for free? Like, there's so much free public art, free art, and free museums in Wausau. How does that happen here?
Yeah, it's really important to gather community support. And so we work really hard to, you know, show our value in the community and work with sponsors, work with partners, work with grants and foundations. And then individuals who feel empowered to donate so that we can stay open and stay free.
Cool. What's your website?
CVAWausau.org.
Woo! Okay. Okay, and now we're asking every artist that we interview this weekend the same question.
Yeah.
As an artist, how do you feel you live your life differently than an accountant?
Love that question. I do have to do a little accounting here, actually. It's not my favorite, but I always just think of creating a life that feels important and meaningful to me, and I start every day that way. So even if it's a day full of art accounting or a day full of creating, I just remember that I'm building the life that I want and that I want my community to have, and doing that in the most creative way possible.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, Tiffany Rodriguez-Lee. Thanks for your time,
Thank
Tiffany.
You guys.
Happy Artrageous.
Yes.
With Satchel Paige, Lillian Gish, and Salvador Dali. And I was wondering, Mr. Dali, you've done some very mysterious things, and I don't know if you like to be asked what they mean, but there was an incident once where you appeared for a lecture in Paris at the Sorbonne, and you arrived in a Rolls Royce filled with cauliflowers.
Yes, because...
Cauliflower, I believe.
You know, cauliflower... It represents exactly the same morphological problem of one horn of rhinoceros. Can you look careful on cauliflower? There's plenty of the same pattern of sunflower. And you know Leonardo da Vinci?
The cauliflower is the same pattern as the sunflower.
Exactly, the same pattern is crossing logarithmic spirals. And Leonardo da Vinci discovered for the first time this mathematical phenomenon in the sunflower. And later on, Dali discovered 1,000 times much more powerful mathematical problem in the cauliflower. And this is the reason I arrived in the Sorbonne, because my speech is around the cauliflower and the horn of rhinoceros, because it's the same problem.
The same rhinoceros that you mentioned earlier.
Rhinoceronte mathematical pattern. Exactly.
Do I, am I alone in finding you somewhat difficult to follow in terms of what your theories are? Do people often misunderstand you or find you hard to?
No, but this is absolutely
it's
normal.
Interesting, but
because
it's,
myself work in my surrealism for 14 years, and today no understand nothing of my work.
No one understands your work today?
No, a lot. It is absolutely legitimate. A lot of people also no understand. Because he might not understand, the other will understand less.
Miss Geisha has a question.
I hope it's not an impudent one, Monsieur Dali, but have you, from the beginning of your work, your great craftsmanship in painting, a message to give to the people that we perhaps don't understand?
No message.
No message.
No message. No message.
David Hummer?
Hi, David.
Hey.
How you feeling? Not great?
The moral of the story is never get into a wrestling match with a deer tick.
Oh, yeah, you got a little bit of Lyme disease going on, huh?
Yeah.
That is, are you down for the count right now?
Oh, yeah. I've been in bed for days.
Ugh.
Finally got on the antibiotics, so.
Oh. Yeah, you sound horrible. No offense.
Hey, thanks.
Are you going to be better for the big weekend here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had this before. And as soon as you, you know, within a day or two of taking the antibiotics, you're back up and around. But I mean, it's insanity, you know.
Well, Dave, we don't want to keep you long, but you're such an important part of the arts community here in Wausau on our outrageous weekend that we wanted to even call you while you're... Are you bedridden?
Pretty much.
Are you in bed right now?
Yeah, actually, I get up occasionally to grab something out of the fridge to stay hydrated, you know, or make a pit stop for a sacrificial offering and then go back to bed.
God, well, I really hope that I really hope you're going to be okay for the weekend. And you're such an important element of the artistic community here in Wausau. You're kind of one of the linchpins of it all, if I do say so myself.
I won't miss it for the world.
Awesome.
I don't care if they have to helicopter medic me, you know. But, so many great things going on. You know, at the Museum of Contemporary Art on McClellan Street, we've got the String Project, a series of photographs that were taken by a young couple that travel the world and photograph and interview people and get their take on what they think life is all about. And the common thread or string through this whole thing is that we all really want the same thing, and that's to live a happy life with our families and, you know, and in peace. And it's a really neat show to see. We've had great feedback on it. And so that's up, not to mention Outrageous Weekend in the 400 block. And
well, thank God Lyme's disease isn't contagious, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, next time I see you, I'm going to give you a big hug.
I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's serious stuff. People hear about it, and they don't really know. Unless you know someone that's had it or you've had it yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
People just kind of brush it off like, oh, Lyme disease, you know, blah, blah, blah.
It's debilitating. Yeah,
it's crazy. But, yeah, I'll be down there. There's also, you know, the new mural down on 2nd and Scott is being unveiled, and excited for people to see that because I think it's brilliant.
Cool.
You know, Stephanie Coley's work is always downtown and on view.
It's going to be a big weekend.
Recently, Eric Thomas and I.
He was just on. He said he can lift as much weight as he wants to lift. I said, how much can you bench? He said, as much as I want.
Yeah, he can. He goes to 11. 11.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
When other people only go to 10.
Yeah.
For sure. 11.
For sure. He had a lot of nice things to say about you, of course.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal. We had a great time working together. And I'll tell you what, it's because of him and his experience that those sculptures turned out the way they did. You know, it's one thing to think about things as a visionary, but to actually, you know, be able to make them come to fruition the way that Eric did and Pilot Metals is I'm just amazed. I'm so excited for people to see those.
It's beautiful.
Down at the Wausau Opportunity Zone development going on. And
right in front of the Imaginarium. Yeah. And all right, well, Dave, while we have you here, just two more quick questions.
Sure.
First of all, you'll be happy to know that Eric Thomas said that you were one of his favorite artists in the world.
Oh, wow.
So
he did.
Yeah. I would second that. Paul would third.
Yep.
I don't want to put words in his mouth.
No, but I'm a big fan. Big fan, of course.
But, Dave, any word on those paintings in the warehouse?
Oh, no. I've been so busy that I haven't reached back out to him.
Okay. We'll ask later. We'll keep following up. Yeah. No worries.
You are relentless.
Yeah. Well,
we get to the bottom of things.
We want to. Don't laugh too heartily. We don't want to hurt you.
No, I'll figure it out. Okay. And I'll let you know when that comes around, and if at all. But
yeah.
Yeah, what's your second question?
Second question, and then I have just a final question after that. But the second question is, if we get those things out of the warehouse, can we display them in some sort of exhibition at the Liaki Woods and Art Museum?
Yeah, maybe.
I'll take that as a yes. Okay, well, final question.
You know, years ago, many years ago, I wouldn't rule that out. Many years ago, after I moved here, there was a little talk, but it never came to fruition. But there was talk with myself and Kathy,
yeah,
even though she's no longer the director there, of having a show of my work.
Yeah.
Like I always say never.
The David Hummer Warehouse Collection Exhibition.
Yeah. I think Matt Foss and team would be up for it.
Yeah, it would be so great. Okay, so last question. This is the one we're asking all of the most talented local artists in town.
Yep.
As you live your artistic life, what was the book you that changed your life a couple months ago? It was The Power of Now, right?
Yeah.
Is that still holding?
Yeah. I have another one that I would highly recommend people read.
Okay.
And that's by Rupert Spira, S-P-I-R-A. And it's very simple and easy read, titled Being Myself. That's it.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
We'll check it out.
One of the most popular episodes we've had on the Wausau Business Show was David Hummer.
That's right.
When we went up,
it was.
We went into the...
people need to get a line. Stop listening to me.
Well, we went on the top second floor of the Wausau Club there in the secret quarters. And but, okay, last question. Here it is.
Well, that's number four. This would be four now, not two.
How you feeling? Are you feeling any better?
I thought you were an artist, not a mathematician.
Last night, in the middle of the night, I got up, ironically enough, go get a bottle of Squirt. And I thought I saw the great white buffalo in the woods where I live. And I thought, oh, my God, this is how it all ends for David Anthony Hummer.
But you made it through.
You're back. Up. Something ringing in the back.
Okay, what's your question?
Okay, the last question. How are you feeling, by the way?
Oh, no. Here we go again.
I'm giddy.
Okay. You're sounding better.
I'm drunk on antibiotics.
Okay, all right. All right. As a professional world-class artist, how do you think you live your life different than an accountant?
Oh, let me count the ways.
Ironically.
Sorry. How do I live my life different than an accountant?
Yeah. As an artist.
You know, I couldn't care less about numbers. I've never been one to look at things, try to quantify things like that. I think that keeps you constipated. And
that might be the medication talking.
Yeah. I think it really does. You have to let go. It creates, it's a self-imposed fear. And so you have to let go of that type of thing. Everyone has their fears. You're going to have to face them. And, you know, as an artist, they're always there. It's how you handle it. So, yeah, you know, got to think outside the box. And that's part of being yourself, finding who that is that creates your own personal happiness. And I'll tell you what, adding it up. Whoops, I can't say, you can...
We got you. Yeah, we got you.
Trying to FCC. Add stuff up every day doesn't do you any favors, because you know, 90% about what you worry about isn't going to happen anyway. So live in the now.
Cool. Live in the now and trying to add stuff up every day, whether it be money or steps or miles or anything else.
Whatever it is, your level of success, or did you get enough done yesterday? You know, what are your regrets? All that stuff is a bunch of hooey. So
I'm hearing you say David Anthony Hummer wants a new T-shirt, and the T-shirt's going to say, stop counting.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Always wise words.
Always wise. Yeah. Sage advice from a very sick man.
Yes.
All right, Dave. We'll
get while you can. I'm dying.
Yeah. Get some rest, man.
Get some rest.
Need you.
We'll see you later. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, bye, David. Bye.
All right, bye.
David Anthony Hummer.
State Park. This is the one and only Wausau Business Show.
At Root or Wear, we challenge the notion that sophisticated legal practices only exist in major metropolitan areas. Our team chooses to live and work in communities where many people only vacation or pass through. We enjoy a quality of life and have an excellent work-life balance while still practicing exciting, challenging law in Wausau, Eau Claire, Green Bay, and Wisconsin Rapids. Since 1920, we've been doing what we want and where we want to do it. Find us at rooterware.com.
Broadcasting from the heart of downtown Wausau, this is the Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
The Wausau Business Show.
Just like the weathering dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
We're talking with Christy Keel and Stephanie Slatke, who are responsible for Rise Up and the murals that you see on the Frontier Building. Wow. And here where we are at Whitewater Music Hall. Christy, how and why did you found Rise Up?
Yes. There were several individuals that were involved. It was kind of a grassroots initiative. We started after a meeting at the health department where we heard from an individual that helped out in Porchlight, the Porchlight Initiative in Philadelphia. And they were using this method of having individuals in the community paint and design a mural to tell their story to the community. And so we went out to Philadelphia. We learned that method and we learned how you can actually heal and tell your story to the community through art. And we brought it back to Wausau. We knew that Wausau really loves art. You know, we have three museums and we have all these festivals like Outrageous Weekend, but we don't always like to talk about difficult topics like recovery and domestic violence. So we thought this was a great way to bring something we already love and to touch on topics that might be difficult to talk about.
So this was an idea imported from Philly.
Yes.
All right, cool. And here's the artist that actually designed this beautiful mural outside of Whitewater Music Hall. Tell us about what art means to mental health and health in general.
Well, that's a loaded question. There's a lot of aspects of art that can be very healing and help people process mental health difficulties and struggles at a deeper level. And I'm not the only artist who helped design it. It's definitely a team effort. So usually how it works is we meet with different groups in the community that are at-risk groups or that are groups that would benefit from utilizing art as a coping mechanism and from being able to say their message, so kind of having a voice on a large mural within the community. So we're not teaching anyone to paint like Van Gogh or Picasso. It's more like, let's just have fun with color. Let's do the Circles Project. Let's pick a quote that we really love, and the artists demonstrate how you can make the quote look really cool. And then we take that design and split it up into a grid system. So each one of these is like a 5-foot by 5-foot panel.
Okay.
And we have paint days where the community members can go and help paint the mural. And it makes it something that's larger than ourselves, that it's, you know, a gift back to the community.
On the average, how many people paint to create one of your murals?
Hundreds of people.
Hundreds
of
people.
For the Frontier mural,
yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Art can really change Wausau and change the world for the better. Okay, so you are a professional artist, and for Outrageous Weekend, all the artists are being asked the same question by the Wausau Business Show, and that is, as an artist, how do you view living your life differently than, say, an accountant might?
That's a good question. Well, when I think of an accountant, I think of, you know, numbers, things that are less gray area and less ambiguous. And I think as an artist, you kind of live in the world of ambiguity. Everything is a gray area. Everything is based on subjective feeling and interpretation. And so I think as an artist, for me personally, also being a mental health professional, being able to utilize art to help middle schoolers, teens, and adults be able to overcome their struggles too, I think is really sitting within that gray area, but helping the individual to be able to identify what that means for them and how they can overcome it. Yeah, so kind of living in the gray, living in the ambiguity rather than the objective black and white answers.
You very know? Good, very good. That's great. Well, thank you very much. Rise up and happy outrageous weekend.
Happy outrageous weekend. Thank you so much.
Next week on the show, we have WAOW legend Melissa Langben.
From high atop Rib Mountain, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show Outrageous Weekend episode. The end.
The piano has been drinking. My nectar is asleep. And the combo went back to New York. The jukebox says to take. Spotlight looks like a prison break.
This has been a Wausau Business Show Transmission. Allreiz Reserve 2024.